Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his baronet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Don Forbes, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
Well, you know, it's February 9th already, and just 3 more days will be Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Ah, what a great man. Just a man that he's been dead for so many years, and people are still in November, so all the wonderful things that he said, like, with malice towards none and charity for all. How could anybody ever forget a saying like that, you know? Don't write such beautiful things like that today, no, sir. Why, they write now, open the door, Richard. Say, I better take down Lincoln's picture here and start for to redecorate my window like what I do every year on his birthday. I would like for to put in a different kind of a Lincoln window this year. I wonder why this would be good. Maybe Martha would have some good ideas. Martha, okay, Martha.
Yes, Parkey?
Martha, you know, this Wednesday, that'd be Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Oh, you're right, Parkey. Yes. Wednesday is the 12th.
That's right.
You know, I love Abraham Lincoln.
You do.
He was one of the kindest souls that ever lived.
Yeah, you know, I love him too, Martha. And I know if he was alive today, he would love me, too.
He would?
Oh, I'm sure he would. You know, everybody knows what he loved all the common people. And, Martha, nobody's any more common than me. You know that.
Just look at his face, Parkey.
Yeah.
Such character. And history books always tell us that he was so homely.
Oh, if they wanted to make him look beautiful when they took that picture, Martha, they shouldn't have taken pictures of his face. Should have taken pictures of his heart, huh?
Oh, Parkey, that's a wonderful way of putting it.
You know, Martha, every year I make a special window display for Lincoln's birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Last year I put in his picture that I put in a log cabin beside it. I'm not going to put in that log cabin in the window no more. It's too much trouble, you know.
Too much trouble?
Yeah, 40 people came in, wanted to rent it, to live in it, you see. Nah, only making a joke. Yeah. Right, but I'm sure what Lincoln has done would mind that because he's just to love to make jokes too, you know.
Parkey, you seem to know quite a bit about Lincoln.
Oh, my father started for to teach me about Lincoln when I was a little kid back in Greece. Tell you the truth, my father is even named me after Abraham Lincoln.
He did?
Yes, sir.
You mean your name is Abraham Park Your Carcass?
No.
Oh, Lincoln Park Your Carcass.
No, it's not Lincoln.
Well, then what is it?
It's just plain Park Your Carcass, you see.
Well, how can your name be just plain Park Your Carcass if you say your father named you after Lincoln?
Well, see, my father couldn't spell, you see. But is it? I better start for the take down this picture here so I could put it in the window. It's kind of heavy. Maybe Opie could help me with it.
Yes, Parky, I'll tell Opie you want him.
Yeah, Martha. You know, February it sure be a wonderful month, isn't it? You know, it gave us 3 great Americans. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Artie Shaw. Yes. George Washington, he was the father of our country. Abraham Lincoln was the child of his country. And Artie Shaw is the husband of the country. Oh, here's Opie.
Hey, you want me, Parker?
Say, look, Artie, you would please give me a hand with Lincoln's picture. I want to put it in the window, you know. That's his Wednesday. That's his birthday, you know.
Well, sure enough, it is.
Yes, it is.
Great man, that Abraham Lincoln, Parker.
You bet he was a great man. A man that grew up for to be the president of the United States after such a tough life that he had when he was a kid, you know.
You know something, Parky? Yeah. I can't hardly figure that out. Now, take me, for instance.
Yes?
I sure didn't have it easy when I was a kid, but they didn't elect me president.
They didn't?
And I did everything that Lincoln did, and I play the clarinet besides.
I know, Abby, but this was years ago. In those days, if you wanted to be elected president, didn't have to be a musician, you see? Oh. Yeah. But, how could you compare yourself to Abraham Lincoln, you know? Oh, the sacrifices what he's made just for to get an education, you know. You know, when he was a kid, every day he used for to walk 12 miles to school each way.
12 miles?
Yes.
So what? Well, when I was a kid, me and another fellow walked to school 20 miles every day.
20 miles? You and another fellow? What other fellow?
The truant officer.
Yeah, well, look, Abraham Lincoln, he don't need no truant officer for him to go to school. He's wanted for to learn things. Why, at night he used to lay down in front of his fireplace and write in the back of a shovel. And the way what he loved books. You know, he learned every book what he had by heart. And you only could get one book a year.
He only got one book a year?
Oh, sure. In those days, it was hard to get more than one book a year.
Well, tell me, why didn't he join the Book of the Month Club?
Because he was poor and he couldn't afford it, that's why. Oh, sure. You know, it don't was be easy for to get an education in those days. You know, it was hard for to get teachers because they didn't have no money for to pay them.
Yeah, I read about that, Parker.
Yeah.
In them days, instead of cash, they used to pay the teachers off with vegetables.
Yeah.
Sure is different today, though, ain't it, Parker?
Yeah, it sure is different today, yeah. Today, instead of the teachers getting vegetables, they get peanuts. Yes. Well, let's start for to decorate the window, Hoppy. I don't know what I'm going for to do this year. Every year, I like for to make it different, but after 19 years, kind of running out of ideas. But don't worry, Hoppy. I'll figure out something. I always do.
And now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Martha Tilton sings Sooner or Later.
Sooner or later you're gonna be coming around, I'll bet you. I bet you that I get you. You wait and see. Sooner or later you wanna be hanging around. If I let you, baby, me, you're gonna knock on my door. You did it before. Matter of factly, I don't know exactly when, but sooner or later you're gonna be coming around and want my love again. Sooner or later you hang around, I'll give you 2 for 1, and I'll bet you that I'll get you. Just you wait and see. If I let you, baby, me, you're gonna knock on my door. You did it before. Matter of factly, I don't know exactly when, but sooner or later you're gonna be coming around and want my love.
My idea of a real old meanie is the fellow who's been enjoying Old Golds for a long time and doesn't bother telling you what wonderful cigarettes they are. Why, it's like not telling you about a swell movie he saw or a marvelous book he read. Well, let me herewith fill in the breach. If you haven't yet tried Old Golds, I most energetically urge you. Try, just try a pack of Old Gold cigarettes. There's something about this cigarette that kind of sits well with you. A remarkable taste and fragrance, some indescribable quality, born of the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Perhaps it's because the folks who put up this cigarette have nearly 200 years of tobacco experience behind them. Or maybe it's the way that everything there is to know about tobaccos is all wrapped and waiting for you in that neat, immaculate golden pack of Old Gold. Now, I'm not, mind you, I'm not breathing a word about cigarette laboratory tests or medical claims or throat irritation. I'm talking for your sweet pleasure's sake. For the pleasure you get in a cigarette that's just about the last word in rich, mellow smoking enjoyment. Yes, it's like I like to tell you all the time. Anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold cigarettes.
You know, what is what would be good for to make a nice Abraham Lincoln window if I could only get a rail and an axe? You know, Lincoln was known as the great rail splitter. Oh, I think that man is once for to pay his check here. Yes, sir. Nice day. How you enjoyed your meal?
Oh, fine. That's good. Everything's just dandy.
Yes.
How much do I owe you?
Oh, this will be just a dollar even. 3 cents tax.
$1.03.
Yes.
Okay, here you are.
Oh, that the smallest that you got, $20 bill?
Yeah, that's all I got.
You got 3 pennies?
No, I haven't. I got a half a dollar.
Half a dollar? Give me the half a dollar. Then I got to give you $19.47.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my, you know, I don't got no $19 in change. The only thing that I got is a $20 bill, too. Say, do you got a dollar? Then I could give you my $20 bill, and that will be your $19 change. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Only thing I got is another $20 bill.
Oh. Well, let me have that. Yes. Yes.
Okay, here you are.
Now, let me for to see. How much money did you give me so far?
$40.50.
$40.50, yes. Your check is worth $1.03. No, something I think you give me a little too much.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, well, here, you take this $20 bill, which you just give me. Don't need that at all, you see?
Yeah.
I got to give you a chance in the other 20. So you don't got 3 pennies?
No, I haven't.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, I'll loan you the 3 pennies. Here you are. That's what'll make it easier. Now, I got to give you $19 even. Is that right?
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't got no change, though. All I got is a $20 bill, too, you see?
Yeah, but that's my $20.
Say, you're right. Yeah, there's your $20. I was getting your money mixed up with mine here, you see?
That's right.
Yes.
Now you got to give me $19.
Yeah, all I got is this $20 bill. Say, look, instead of me to giving you $19, I'll give you this $20 bill. You could pay me a dollar the next time.
Fair enough.
Yes. Well, I guess that makes us all even, huh?
No, not quite. Don't forget I gave you half a dollar, too.
You're right, I forgot. Here's your 50 cents back. Now, instead of a dollar, you only owe me half a dollar.
That's right.
Yes.
I owe you a half a dollar, so instead of you giving me that half a dollar, you keep it, and that'll make us all even.
Yes. Wait a minute. You still owe me 3 cents. You don't get the 3 cents, huh?
No. All I have is this $20 bill. You can take it out of that.
No, I think you better forget about the 3 cents. And that is what mixed us all up in the first place.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye, yes. You know, only goes for the short. You could work out anything if you put your mind to it. Yeah. Wondered if I figured that thing out right there. Let me for to see here. Uh-oh. Must be something wrong here. Before he came in here, I had a $20 bill. Now I got 65 cents. Let me for to figure this out. His check was $1.03. Then he's give me $25. Then he's give me 50 cents.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pocketcockus. Am I correct here?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are correct, yes.
Say, Mr. Pocketcockus, when you're at that cash register there, I'd like to ask a favor of you.
Yeah, what is it?
I want to make a telephone call. Would you change this $20 bill for me?
Mr. Sharp, I will never change a $20 bill for anybody as long as I live. Here is a nickel. Go make your telephone call. Believe me, I know why that will be cheaper for me in the end.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, what you doing in your window? You making some alterations?
Alterations?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't make any alterations. Yeah. See, this Wednesday, that's be Abraham Lincoln's birthday. I'm going to decorate my window. But yes, be kind of a hard job for to finger up an idea of what to put in there.
Well, you happen to be a very fortunate man. You realize that, don't you?
No, I don't realize that. How you mean what I'm fortunate?
Because I am considered one of the best window trimmers in this town. Now, if you would like to have a window on Abraham Lincoln, it'll be out and standing.
Yes.
I can throw 15 ideas at you in 3 minutes that'll cause a sensation.
Just came to you in a flush? Okay, go ahead. Give me an example.
Yes. Okay, now, Lincoln was president during the Civil War. Am I correct?
The Civil War?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're corrected.
Okay, now get this.
Yes.
One of the most famous battles of the Civil War was the Battle of Bull Run, huh?
Yes.
So what do we do? What? In your window, we just duplicate the Battle of Bull Run, and, brother, we make it real elastic, too.
Make it real elastic, eh?
Yeah. First thing we do, we get a live bull and we build a fire under him.
Why do you got to build a fire under a live bull?
That's what makes the bull run.
Mr. Sharp, that should be the craziest idea that I never heard of in my whole life, building a fire under a live bull in my window.
Well, look, why is it so crazy? You're running a restaurant here, ain't you?
Yes.
Okay, when you build a fire under the bull,
yes.
Not only are you showing a hysterical event,
yes.
But you're also barbecuing a few steaks at the same time.
No, Mr. Sharp, I don't think that I like that idea.
Okay. Here's another idea.
Yes.
Get this. We show a figure of Abraham Lincoln, see?
Yes.
He's sitting at a table. He's trying to figure out the peace times.
Yes.
Now, on one side of him is standing a famous Confederate general, Gypsy Rose Lee.
Yes.
On the other side...
Hey.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
You said what the Confederate general is Gypsy Rose Lee?
Yeah.
No. For your information, the Confederate general's name was Robert E. Lee.
No. It's Gypsy Rose Lee.
It is?
Yeah. This is after they stripped him of everything.
I see.
Now get this. On the other side of Lincoln,
yes.
Is standing the Union General, Useless Granite.
Useless Granite?
Yeah. You see, Lincoln's sitting there in a quarry.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. Come here. Don't get discouraged. It's just going to be a beautiful thing. Now, just picture this, see? We got both them generals, see? They're standing there. They're all dressed up in their unicorns.
Unicorns?
Yeah. Oh, what a sight.
Yes.
We got General Lee standing there in his Confederate suit, see?
Yes.
General Grant, he's standing there in his Union suit.
No. Oh, Mr. Sharp, look, I don't think what I want. Nobody standing in my window in his Union suit. All I want is something simple. I do not want to attract the police, you see. I think what I will put in just this picture of Lincoln, that is, will be very nice. That's all.
What? For a great man like Abraham Lincoln, all you're going to do is put in one picture of him in your window?
Yes.
No, brother. For a big man like that, you got to put in at least... 500 pictures of him in your window.
500 pictures of
Lincoln?
Why do I am going for to get 500 pictures of Abraham Lincoln?
You get them in a bank.
The bank?
Yeah. On every $5 bill, there's a picture of Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
I have that on very good authority.
You have?
Now, all you got to do, go to the bank, see?
Yes.
You get 500 $5 bills.
Yes.
You paste them all over your window. All over the ceiling. All over the walls. All over the floor. No matter who goes by, they got to see a picture of Abraham Lincoln from any angle. Oh, brother, that's going to make a big hit.
Yeah, but 500 $5 bills, well, my, that'd be $2,500.
Yeah, but you ain't spending it. You're only using it to paste up in your window.
Yeah, I know when I'm not spending it, but I'm thinking of the trouble, you know. After I got the 500 $5 bills all pasted up, what a big job that's going to be to taking them off again, you know.
Now, don't you worry about that.
Yes.
When you're ready to take down all them pictures, I'll be glad to come in and clean up the mess for you.
No, Mr. Sharp, I don't want to trouble you with a dirty job like that. Yeah.
No trouble at all, Mr. Parkyakakis. I'm glad to help you. Just trying to show you that you can make a wonderful friend out of me.
Make a wonderful friend out of you? You know, Mr. Sharp, if it was all the same to you, I'd rather make a wonderful stranger out of you. Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Goodbye, Mr. Parkyakakis.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cage as clarinet and his orchestra playing Oh Baby.
like to study people? I mean, do you like to figure out what makes them tick by noticing what they wear and what they eat, what they smoke? Well, here's a little hint. If a fella or a gal smokes an Old Gold cigarette, put them down in your book as somebody with a rich, keen sense of pleasure. Somebody who knows a good thing when they come across it. Also, it's 10-1 that people like that don't go for stories about medical claims about smoking. They smoke for pleasure and pleasure alone. If you smoke Old Gold, you know what I mean. And to those of you who haven't yet tried this fine cigarette, may I earnestly suggest that you try. Just try a pack of Old Gold. Then I know you'll join me in saying, anytime you want a treat, instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Gold. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
I'm so mixed up with that man's change. Let me for to see now. His check has been $1.03, and he's given me a $20 bill. Then he's given me 50 cents, and then another $20 bill. Now I got $40.50. But I give him... Oh, here comes Mr. Webster, the principal of my night school.
Hello, Mr. Parker-Carcus. did I just observe you talking to yourself?
I guess you did. You know, Mr. Webster, I got kind of a mix-up here today, you know. I made a mistake. I give a man $20 too much. Yes, Mr. Webster, I'm just a big dope, huh?
Oh, no, you're not. Everybody makes mistakes once in a while handling money.
They do?
Even that great man whose picture you have in your window once made a mistake in making change.
Abraham Lincoln made a mistake in making change?
Yes, don't you remember the story? He was a clerk in a store, and one day he gave a woman the wrong change. Yes. Didn't give her enough, and when he discovered his mistake, he ran after her so that he could give her the right change.
Oh.
So you see, it happened to Lincoln, too.
Yeah, but I gave that man $20 too much, you see. I shouldn't run after him. He should run after me, you know.
Well, don't let a thing like that cause you to lose your faith in human nature. Most people are honest.
Yeah, you're sure you're right. I know what most people is, does be honest, and I trust everybody, too. But just the same, from now on, I'll always see to it when I got change here for $20, I can tell you that.
Yes, that would be a good idea. Mm. Oh, I almost forgot why I came in here.
Yes?
I know how much you admire Lincoln, Mr. Parker-Carcus, so I wanted you to have this book. It's The Life of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Webster. That'd be so nice for you to bring me that book.
I don't know anyone else that I'd rather have given it to. Well, I guess I'll be running along. Good day, Mr. Parker-Carcus.
Good day, Mr. Webster, and say thank you again. What a wonderful book this is, The Life of Abraham Lincoln. Right. Then that's what's been nice for Mr. Webster to give me this book here. Oh, here's a picture of the log cabin where Lincoln was born, and there's his mother and father. There's a picture where he was with the clerk in that store where he gave the woman the wrong change. Well, you know, Abraham Lincoln has made a mistake giving change, too. You know, it makes me feel a little better. Oh, here's a picture of him splitting rails. Look at that, so strong. And here he is as a young lawyer, and here's a picture of him having a debate with Stephen A. Douglas. Mm. Oh, here he is as the president. What a wonderful man. What does this say here? The following speech by Lincoln, made on November 19th, 1863, marks a high point in the record of American eloquence. The Gettysburg Address. Oh, sure, the Gettysburg Address. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place of those who here gave their lives, that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it, far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note, no longer remember what we say here. but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause to which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Park Your Carcass. Opie Cates is clarinet in his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. And makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Park Your Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.